I just talk into this thing, don't I? Hello and welcome back to Quick Link Podcast. It has been quite a while. I took an extended break sometime during the end of La Vuelta ahead of the Tour of Britain. And then, whilst we were doing that, the Queen died. God bless her. Rest in peace, Her Majesty. Long live the King. So our live show from the Isle of Wight got cancelled because the last two stages were binned off. And I thought, balls to it, let's have a holiday and forget about cycling for a while. And then I forgot about cycling. So I moved house, fell off a bike, had my car broken into, lost my laptop, broke a leg, moved offices at work, broke my arm, and subsequently handed over the show to Peter and Tom to bring you some weekly interviews. We didn't get one out every single week, but that's more of my failing than theirs. But here we go. Thank you for staying with us. We're a fortnight away from starting our third year as a podcast. We won't be going daily again until the new year. It is quite quiet this time of year. Obviously, it's mid of December, but the cyclocross season is in full swing, so we'll be bringing you updates from those races, etc. We do have some content coming your way for the rest of this year. There's 10 exciting interviews to bring you from both the international and the domestic scene. We've got Oscar Onley, Max Stedman, Ben O'Connor, Didi De Vries, Maddie Nutt, Cameron Jeffers, Dan Lloyd, Matt Stevens, Josh Tarling, and Ricky Steve and Christina from Saint Piran. Happy birthday today to 1989 IP World Champion. He was the 1990 National Road Champion, if I remember rightly, and one of the original inductees to the British Cycling Hall of Fame. Happy birthday today to Colin Sturgis. So let's catch up a little bit with recent news. Aki Tickle, the UCI Track Champions League, that concluded a fortnight ago in London. We were there. We have some content from that. Unfortunately, the recording quality was absolutely dire because it's a busy place and the background noise is shite, let's put it that way. Matilda Gross and Matthew Richardson, they won the sprint titles with Jennifer Valente and Claudio Imhoff topping the endurance standings. We've got an episode with Jennifer, Claudio and Matilda, plus Harry Lavrason. That's somewhere in our to-be-edited pile. We'll push that out at some point over Christmas if we run out of eggnog. The UCI have confirmed the World Tour and Pro Tour teams for 2023 and beyond, following the total collapse of B&B Hotels, KTM, and the promotion/relegation system in the men's top two tiers of road cycling. Lotto Soudal, who next year will be called Lotto Destiny, without the vowels, and Israel Premier Tech, anyway. They both dropped down to the Pro Tour level. They are being replaced on the World Tour by Arkea Samsic and Alpecin de Koenig. Everyone else is still there, so it's Agile Désert, Citroën Le Mondial, Astana Kazakhstan, Bahrain Victorious, Bike Exchange, Jayco, Bora Hansgrohe, Cofidis, EF Education Easypost, Groupama, FDJ, Ineos Grenadiers, Intermarché Circus 1T, Jumbo Visma, Movistar, Quickstep, who are now called Soudal Quickstep, Team DSM, Trek Segafredo, and UAE Team Emirates. You know, X made an application to join the World Tour, but they were denied, so that's 18 teams at the top table next year. There's also 18 in the Pro Tour. Lotto, Israel, and Unit X, they're in there. They are joined by Bardiani, Bingol, Blackspoke, Burgos Biash, Kaya Rural, Viola Cometa, Euskaltel, Flanders Baloise, Kern Pharma, Human Powered Health, Novo Nordisk, Total Energies, plus Tudor Pro. They were formerly the Swiss Cycling Academy. Doug Ryder of Quebecca Dimension Data's new team, that's called Q36.5, and Team Corotec, and they step up from Conti level. The Women's World Tour stays as it was from 2022, that's Canyon SRAM, EF Education Tipco, Francis de Jure Suez, Green Edge Cycling, aka Bike Exchange Jayco, Human Powered Health, Israel Premier Tech Roland, that was the Roland Kodias squad from last year, Jumbo Visma, Liv Racing, Movistar, Team DSM, ST Works, Trek Segafredo, UAE, and Unit X, and they are joined by Fenix de Koenig, who were formerly known as Planta Pura. So that makes a total of 15. AG Insurance, NXTG, and Sarah Teasit applied for a seat at the top table. Unfortunately, they didn't make the cut. Road racing then gets underway with the 3-day women's tour down under, and then the men's 6-day version begins the day after they finish. So that all kicks off on the 15th of January next year. The men's race finishes the same day as the UCI Pro Tour kicks off with the 8-stage of Vuelta a San Juan in Argentina. Domestically, for our UK listeners anyway, sorry, we have gone global, gosh. We're down to now three UCI Continental teams in the UK. That's Trinity Racing, Saint Piran, and with Sungord, aka Canyon. There's three women's continental teams based in the UK now. That's Lecole Wahoo, AWOL O'Shea, and Cams Basso. We'll be checking in with each of them on a regular basis throughout 2023. The Prem calendar was revealed yesterday. There's four rounds for the men. That's Lincoln, Lancaster, Rydell, and the Beaumont, with a potential fifth round looking to be added. There's an asterisk on that. We can't say where it possibly can be yet. There's five rounds for the women. It's the same as the men. Lincoln, Lancaster, Rydell, and the Beaumont, or that's called the Girly Cup for the women's race. Sequel Classique. It's not a UCI race for the women. That's one of the rounds. That's the first one. Anyway, there's six rounds of the circuit series. It's Otley, Ilkley, Summer in the Southeast, Sheffield, Colne, and then Newark. Six rounds for the men, five for the women. Colne doesn't offer an elite women's race for some reason. Five UCI races in the UK next year. Sequel Classique for the fellas, obviously on the Rutland Melton course. There's the Ride London Classique and then the Women's Tour. And then the big super duper big mega multiple discipline World Championships in Glasgow in August. And then a Tour of Britain at the start of September. So it's obviously been a pile of transfers over the last month or so. We'll be doing preview shows on each top tier team in the first fortnight of the year. But there has been some notable retirements recently. Pierre Roland, probably the biggest name of the lot. Obviously, we spoke to Philippe Gilbert. You can find that episode if you just scroll back three or four or so. So, yeah, Pierre Roland, he's hung up his Lookios after the unfortunate demise of B&B Hotels KTM. 12 professional wins to his name over a 16-year career, including two stages of Le Tour and one at Il Giro. The 36-year-old said he had received offers for next season, but he felt it was the right thing to do to allow younger riders who were stuck in limbo after B&B collapsed to find a team in his place. As everyone with eyes and ears will know, our favourite B&B rider was Maxime Chevalier, and just yesterday he's announced that he's found a home with the catchily named DN1 team Mayenne Veya Bay Montbana Laval Cyclisme Chicantictois. B&B were one of the teams rumoured to be looking at Mark Cavendish for 2023 after Patrick Lefebvre's Quick-Step team didn't offer the joint tour stage winning record holder a new contract. So unfortunately, at the time of recording, the Manxman doesn't yet have a pro ride for 2023. And the vast majority of World Tour teams are at that capacity of 30 riders. B&B were also looking to launch a women's continental team for 2023 with Chloe Hosking, Audrey Cordon-Rago and the Olympic champion Anna Kiesenhofer among their lineup. The new ZAF cycling team has signed a number of those riders who suddenly found themselves unemployed after Jerome Pino, the B&B boss, had multiple sponsors drop out, obviously during this economic downturn. Another rider considering their future for 2023 is Miguel Angel Lopez, fired this week by Astana Kazakhstan after connections were found between him and Marcos Maynar. That's a doctor accused of drug trafficking and money laundering. Spanish police documents show that Lopez was administered menotropin, that's a growth hormone and a catalyst for testosterone production. Apparently he was administered that ahead of the Giro d'Italia and possibly, quote, is the lawyer, someone phone the lawyer, rumoured, allegedly, took that ahead of the Giro d'Italia and an adverse reaction to it caused the 28-year-old to pull out of the race during stage four. More news on that as we have it, or possibly not, because, doper. Gear change now, and there's no easy way to segue into this, but our condolences from all at Quick Link Podcast to the family and friends of 51-year-old David Rabelin, who was tragically killed in a hit-and-run collision with a truck while he was out on a training ride in his native Veneto in northern Italy, just days after he retired from professional cycling. The three-time Flèche Wallonne winner also had Liège-Bastogne-Liège, Tirreno-Adriatico, the Amstel Gold Race, San Sebastian, and Paris-Nice on his palmares over a 20-year career. Cyclocross season is well and truly underway. We're nine rounds into the UCI World Cup, with the first of the five remaining rounds set to take place this weekend in a very snowy Val di Sole in northern Italy. If you can find them on Twitter, it's quite amusing watching their course setup videos. It's like a time-lapsing. It's fascinating if you're into that kind of thing. Anyway, Lawrence Swaik, Fem van Empel, Thibaut Nice, Leo Bizio and Lauren Molligraf, they lead the respective categories in the UCI World Cup. Swaik hasn't finished outside of the top five in any round. He took wins in Maasmechelen and Beekse Bergen, while Van Empel won the first four rounds, then she won the Euros, and then she finished second in Beekse Bergen over Reiser and Holst, and then won in Antwerp, and the last round out in Dublin. So, 1-1-1-1-1-2-2-2-1-1. That's not a bad run of form. Second in the men's elite standing is Elie Izebeet, and ahead of European champion Michael van Torenhout, he's in third. In the women's elite, Van Empel leads Puck Peeters, and then Denise Betsema. There's just one non-Dutch rider in the top 10. That's Marie Schreiber. She's from Luxembourg. She's eighth. Lauren Swaik also leads a Super Prestige series. They're four rounds in. Betsema leads the women's. There's four rounds done. Four to go. That kicks off again on the 27th with Zolderkross. Izebeet, Betsema, Victor van der Putte and Fleur Moors. They lead the X2O Badkammers Duck Trophy. That's the one that's done on total time as opposed to point system like the others. Anyway, this past weekend, Curtis White, Clara Honsinger, Andrew Stromer and Madigan Munro, they were crowned the new American cyclocross national champions after the racing last weekend in Connecticut. White had finished second in each of the past three editions, but finally now has his national title. It's three in a row now for Clara Honsinger. Both the under-23 winners were runner-up last time out, I think it was in Illinois, as was this year's junior men champion AJ August. You'll remember him from the Junior Tour of Wales. And Kaya Musgrave, she won the junior women's race. Right, I think that'll do. I'll try and keep this under 12 minutes. It's nice to be back in your ears. If you're on social media, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at QuickLinkPod. We're also on the GCN app. It's the same username, QuickLinkPod. We're on Mastodon if you use that because Space Karen's gone mad on Twitter. We are mstdn.social/@QuickLinkPod. I'll just find us on Twitter, it's easier. We are at QuickLinkPodcast on YouTube. I don't know why we're QuickLink Podcast as opposed to QuickLink Pod. I was probably on the eggnog. Anyway, we'll be back on Saturday with round 10 of the UCI Cyclocross World Cup from Val d'Isère in Trentino. Until then, ride safe, take care, stay warm, and support the strikes. Right, where's the stop button? Is it this?
You've been listening to QuickLink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at QuickLinkPod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. Share the show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.